الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، لا تستجاري الدروس الشريف إن شاء الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم. We are just now into the month of Shawwal, the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah has just passed. May Allah accept from all of us and forgive us all our shortcomings. And now it shouldn't be that the month of Ramadan is completed and so our Quran Sharif is also closed for the rest of the year. Our rozas are also now finished, next year Ramadan. No, we should try and at least keep the 6 rozas of Shawwal. If we can keep them all 6 consecutively, alhamdulillah, otherwise throughout the month. So the rozas also, try and keep them. And it is narrated in the hadith, a person who keeps the rozas of Shawwal, it is as though he fasted for the whole year. That the 30 rozas of Ramadan, Allah multiplies by 10 is 300. And the 6 rozas multiplied by 10 is 60. So 360 days as though a person kept rozas for the whole year. So Allah make it easy for us, inshallah. Another very important thing is that tilawat of Quran Sharif. Mustn't be that our tilawat, we mashallah completed how much we tried and we completed. And now the Quran Sharif just remains closed now. We should be reciting. Of course, it won't be perhaps as much as it was in Ramadan, but this should carry on. So that also we should check ourselves. That are we doing our tilawat of Quran Sharif? Everyone a hafiz, who is not a hafiz, everyone according to his condition. But Quran Sharif tilawat must carry on in our lives. And then after that is, alhamdulillah, whatever other ibadat. For example, many devoted themselves to du'as in the month of Ramadan also. So now also we should see that how much time am I giving for du'as, for the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In short, whatever Allah ta'ala gave us tawfiq and in Ramadan, and now after Ramadan, let it carry on. It is famous that the pious of the past, for about half of the year, they should cry that we did not pass our Ramadan correctly. So that is also an important thing, that this should not come in us, that I was very pious and I did a lot of ibadat, etc. We should try and understand that no matter how much we do, it's not enough. Just to give us some idea, Maulana Ahmad Tamim of America, who was here with us, and then here, mashallah, they are working with the refugees, the Gaza refugees in Egypt. The refugees that have come and they are in Egypt. So he's working among them. Many times he has gone already. From here also he went. And the last 10 days, Ashara, he spent there. And from there he went back home again. So he writes from there, which is quite for us to take inspiration, to take a lesson. And also that we don't think that I did too much. I did a lot of ibadat. He said they had one day, they arranged for the Huffaz who were in that camp to read the whole Quran Sharif. There were about 100 Huffaz. And what is very, very inspiring and very, that we should take a lesson, the youngest was a 9-year-old girl. She was a Hafiz of Quran. And the oldest was a 75-year-old man. So just imagine, mashallah, that they all read Quran Sharif, some finished by Zohar and the others finished by Maghrib. And then he says, in that, there were three young girls who finished by Zohar, and not without a single mistake. In one sitting, whole Quran Sharif, and without a single mistake. So, mashallah. So we can see that everywhere in the world, where places where we cannot think about also. Yeah, for example, that is here locally, Masjid-e-Nur, the old Markaz. They also, mashallah, the ibadat, everything carries on. Maulana Ahmad Durvesh Sahib, Damat Barakatum, who is, mashallah, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib's Khalifa, he sits for itikaf every year there. So normally how we have our Taraweeh, we read about fast. But there are a lot of Somali brothers and brothers from Chad, and they don't like fast reading. They want the slow reading. And with itminan, they make the namaz. So, and then again, I don't know the rest of the month, but at least the last 10 nights of Ramadan, then they have Qiyam-e-Layl. And that is, by 3 o'clock they are up, and whole Quran Sharif in 10 nights they make khatam again. So at night also one khatam in Taraweeh, one khatam there also. So we should see our own self. One youngster, maybe about 17, 18, he was in one of the South American countries, and they had finished their Taraweeh, so he went to the Saudi Masjid. That is going to make Taraweeh there. So normally we will think it's a Saudi Masjid, but he says we got a bit late with the transport and that. When we went there, they just went into ruku, so we joined the namaz in ruku. Such a long ruku, a young boy, he says my knees got sore. Such a long ruku, and the whole namaz like that. What complete itminan. So that is really one thing that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. What in our places normally we all go also for that Taraweeh, which is the earliest and which is the fastest. Whereas the main ibadat after Roza is the Taraweeh. That is the two main things of Ramadan is the Roza of the day and the Taraweeh. And Taraweeh is taken from the word tarweeha, the rest. And that rest also, by Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh in Hardoi, they should take that so long rest, especially after 10 rakats. Then if somebody wants to go toilet, he goes, somebody wants to go and have a cup of tea, he has a cup of tea, like that. And they don't rush it at all. They take the Taraweeh, they take the full time in the Taraweeh. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. And nowadays, okay, if there is people are working during the day, they are busy, etc. But then there are people who free themselves in Ramadan also. Many people who come for itikaf, etc. So then they got enough time. So we should make our Taraweeh the objective. Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. So many places, mashallah, this type of ibadat, the people engage themselves in. On the other side again, which we should make a lot of dua for the people of Gaza, all the Palestinians, and for Masjid al-Aqsa to open. We should make lot of dua. We should ask ourselves, am I making regularly dua for all these very important things which are part and parcel of us? Then we were informed also that the Uyghur Muslims of China, they are so much of zulm upon them there. That the person of the security will just pitch up at home, knock on the door, I'm here from the security, and I'm staying in the house. By law. And he stays there. And then he makes sure that they don't keep rozas. And not only that they don't keep roza, but they must consume wine. They must eat pork. Even adultery they must commit. And by force these things are. So we should think that nobody is forcing us and we commit gunas. And those people are so strong, but the government, that is their condition there. So we must make a lot of dua for all the Muslims in the world, the conditions, the Muslim, and make shukr that Allah Ta'ala has given us this freedom that we have got and make qadr of it. Nobody can say when it can be taken away. And a ni'mat is recognized. Ni'matu...
Oh.
Idha fuqidat. Idha fuqidat. Urifa. When a ni'mat is taken away, then we appreciate it. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity. We should try and do our best and make our ibadah. And throughout, we don't know in which jungles, the students who have come, and they went for Taraweeh also. They themselves also. It's not that they went into nice places, in difficult conditions. For example, our Maulana Muhammad Jina of Kimberley is so ill and he has got so much of pain. But Ramzan he spends in Jamaat. And previously also, that time he wasn't so ill, he was healthy. But he should go to all the outlying areas where there are no masjids. And where the 20th night, he day, Rosa passed, and that night he finds himself in. He makes that takaf there. He should make. Now sometimes it's in the storeroom of some Bengali person's shop. Now they just move the things there. There is no real toilet there. There is no wuzu khana. And he makes a tikaf in there. And this year he made a tikaf. He came back to Kimberley, but he made a tikaf also. So people, how much they sacrifice and how they all the rosas also and what all that pain also and people go through. Allah Ta'ala give us also, give everyone tawfiq inshallah. So the month of Ramadan is a great, great month. And also the people who went out for Umrah, what to say? They mashallah, Haramain Sharifain. And there is that mujahada, the crowds which are so heavy there. And people, not easy to stay today. It's not affordable for everyone to stay near the Haram. People are staying at a distance. And there are some people who are very poor from poor countries, but they got that in their heart, that we want to go for Umrah, we want to go to Makkah Sharif, we want to go to Medina Sharif. And they come, once we were in Medina Sharif, and staying not so far from the Haram, but one brother who was with us, and he told that, he comes to the masjid Fajr time, and he stays the whole day in the masjid. Now we just go there for namaz, we go back to the room again, come for namaz, go back again, but they make all these sacrifices. So mashallah, in the ummah there is still a great spirit of the month of Ramadan and all the great ibadah and everything which is carried on. Allah let us make qadr. These are great, great ni'mats of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Also, one other very important thing also that we have to take notice of is with regard to the upbringing of our children and the education of our children. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid As'ad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, the son of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Hussain Ahmed Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, he explains that he sent his daughter, young girl, she was at that time about 7, 8 years old, whatever, she going to missionary school or whatever. Today we're sending our children to all the different types of schools, etc. So while they were having breakfast, the father said that it is only Allah alone who solves our problems. So the girl immediately spoke up, say, "No, Papa, God is not one, God is three." Right. A young girl of 8 years, and how much Trinity was indoctrinated into her, that she immediately told her papa, "No, Papa, God is not one, God is three." So today, with our children, there are many, many cases we know that girls also, they are in their burqas also. But that is only the outward show. But inside, as soon as they go to school or wherever they are, that burqa is in the bag. And then before the mother comes and pick them up or something, they just put the burqa on again. They will make namaz also with us. They will do everything with us. But inside is a complete different story. A lot of complaints are coming of who and who. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, let us see to all these matters, and that we try and have concern for this, and concern for the ummah at large. And very fortunate are those people who have concern for the ummah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.